You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. Yeah. Hello, you guys.
Hey.
Welcome to Pigalitza After Hours, I guess.
After Hours. Me and Sarah are subbing.
And we are going to be playing some chill tunes and talking to you guys and really connecting emotionally. Mm-hmm. And getting to know you.
In a significant way.
Really significant way.
It's going to be really special.
You're listening to Wumfo in Medford. And you're currently listening to Candy by Cameo. Just like a smooth little chill song for the night.
Yeah, I really liked it. It was my first time hearing it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome. Rana has lost their voice, if you couldn't tell.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, we'll stop interrupting. We'll let you listen to the song a bit longer before we go to Mother's Nature. Bye. Okay, Kaya.
Mother Nature's
And this is a ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home.
It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable.
Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder may seem easy.
Misusing one is even easier.
Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Don't let a do-it-to-yourself project do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
And now for completely unrelated, Like a Virgin by Madonna.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hi. We are back.
What's up?
Hopefully you've been enjoying the music.
Mm-hmm. I have.
How I personally have. And we are also currently enjoying these Pixie under iPads. This is not an ad placement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we're just enjoying them.
They're just kind of relaxing.
They're really nice. It's like almost a favorite of mine.
It's been a favorite of mine too, especially leaving them in the fridge and putting them on after.
Yeah, having it like cool on your face. It's like a cucumber slice on the eyes.
I don't necessarily know if they do anything, but I don't care.
And I don't think you need to.
It just feels good.
Okay, let's get into some favorites of the month.
Of the month.
This is going to be a segment that Sarah and I do on our regularly scheduled show, which is every other Saturday from 2 to 3. Tune in. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Next Saturday. It wasn't today. Not today. But this Saturday's over.
Mm-hmm. Next Saturday. Anyways, a monthly favorite of mine so far. I've been really into tea this month. Maybe it's because I've been very sick this month. Mm. But I've been drinking a lot of tea. It's been really nice. I've been drinking like a lot of lemon ginger.
Lemon ginger.
I finally finished that huge box of like cardamom tea I had in the pantry for forever. So, or like tea with lemon and honey, like the combination, not one or the other, both.
I'm glad you're not picking. Yeah, I do like lemon ginger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's one of your monthly favorites, Sarah?
Oh, I low-key... Okay, one of my monthly favorites, TV show-wise, is Scream Queens.
Mm.
I feel like every October around Halloween, I have to watch that show. It's one of Ryan Murphy's best, I feel. It's just that so freaking entertaining. I do like a Ryan Murphy show. I just watched Hollywood. That was also good.
Was that what you were watching earlier tonight?
No. That was Scream Queens.
Oh, okay.
It's very... Have you seen it?
I've never seen any of the Scream Queens. I know. We should do that, truly.
It's just like... We should watch it.
Yeah, I'm down.
It's just Halloween and like...
This is Halloween.
It's funny.
Mm. I like laughing.
Another one of my monthly faves that I haven't really been like engaging in as much, but I would like to, is... Colorful tights. Yeah. So basically, you know the green Argyle tights I have.
Mm-hmm. Sarah's like a really cool pair of green Argyle tights.
Yeah, my aunt got them for me. I want to wear them more. And then also I got red tights. For my Halloween costume.
For your clown costume?
For my clown costume. Mm. It's a point of contention.
Basically, the deal is Sarah and I have both been talking about wanting to be clowns, but apparently not to each other. And we only realized the other day that we have both been talking to separate people about wanting to be clowns.
Yeah, and apparently a lot. So yeah, basically, Rana brought it up one day, and I was like, bruh. You mean what I've been saying every day?
And I was like, I've been saying it every day. I've never heard you say it.
And I was like,
she was like, I said it last year.
Oop.
And I was like, girl.
Oh. You did not say girl, IRL. So if that's what you were thinking.
Girl.
But,
so confusing.
But yeah. So I am going to be a clown, which I'm really excited for. What are you going to be, Rana?
Okay.
I think the music cut out, but that's okay.
Hey, that's okay. So far, here are my ideas. I've been saying I want to be Frankenstein's bride.
Oh, really?
I think that's going to happen.
You should do it.
I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to, like, make my hair defy gravity. It's going to be awesome.
Defy.
And then another idea I was having was clown, obviously. But besides that, I was thinking I could be Ramona Flowers Scott Pilgrim.
That's good. That's
against
good.
The world. But the issue is I'd have to buy a blue wig and not what I have to just buy the wig, but I'd have to give it a haircut as well.
So. That is true. But that's like not that difficult, you know?
I guess. It's just like, what if I mess it up and then like it's all over?
I can do it for you.
You should low-key like. Do it.
Okay.
You should low-key do it.
I will.
Yeah.
We'll update you guys next Saturday.
Yeah, we'll let you guys know what goes down.
Yeah, I'm going to be a clown. And then I thought of this costume where Fagin is Sailor Jerry. The tattoo artist.
Oh, I know, girl.
Of course,
let
you
the
know.
People know, though. Not that, maybe the people tuned in don't
and
know.
And I'm just like, or not just. I'm Sailor Batty.
Sailor Batty. Not just.
But of course, the Sailor Batty. Right, if you don't right. know,
I really love that idea.
Thanks.
I think you should do it.
Going on the drawing board. Another favorite is Drake for me personally.
Favorite of the month. Honestly, not even a favorite of the month. Maybe like a lifetime fave.
High key. They can never make me hate you.
For real.
So let's listen to some Drake.
Yeah,
why not?
Let's get into it. Let's get into it.
We have Falling Back for you.
Do without me, I think you will know. time whipping on the radio. You got something that belongs to me. Your body language says it all. Despite the things you said to me, yeah. Who is it that's got you all gassed up? Yeah. Changing your opinion on me. I was only gone for the last few months, but you don't have the time to wait on me, yeah. Yeah. I tried with you. More to life than sleeping in and getting high with you. I had to let go of us to show myself what I could do. And that just didn't sit right with you. Yeah, and now you're trying to make me feel away on purpose. Now you're throwing it back in my face on purpose. Now you're talking down on my name on purpose. Yeah, and you don't feel no way. You think I deserve it? Feel away, y'all nigga, feel away. I've stopped listening to things you say, 'cause you don't mean it anyway. Yeah. Feel away, young nigga, feel away. Maybe we just should've did things my way instead of the other way. I tried with you. It's more to life than sleeping in and getting high with you. I had to let go of us to show myself what I could do. And that just didn't sit right with you. Yeah, and now you're trying to make me feel away on purpose. Now you're throwing it back in my face on purpose. Now you're talking down on my name on purpose. Yeah, and you don't feel no way. You think I deserve it?
Hey guys, thank you for listening with us tonight.
Thank you. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, you are. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good evening, WMFO. How are we doing, everybody?
We're doing great.
So, as you can see on your lovely screens, or if you're tuning in from a real radio, congratulations, you are awesome. This wow. is Mr. Transportation's weekly trip hour, and you're here with Mr. Transportation, Mr. T, the one and only, also known as the EBZ. And I have a guest today with me. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence.
Tune into my show yesterday at 2 a.m.
I don't think that was... The advertisement was definitely not paid for. I'll tell you that. So I guess we're just advertising other people's shows now.
Hey, as long as I say it quick enough.
Okay, well, just in case you forgot, this is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. So, as I said earlier, if you're tuning in from a radio, congratulations. I feel like people that tune in from a radio should get a prize, to be honest, because